Shaykh le'el hilchas b'chor be'im Torah. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds one appendix, one paragraph regarding what we, the fact that our topic here was the topic of the firstborn of a kosher species of animal, that you have to bring it to the Kohen. Paragraph Lamed, v'ze b'chinas b'chor tam u'b'chor bal mum. Based on what we've been learning here, we'll be able to understand why the Torah discusses two types of b'chor. A b'chor that has no blemish, that's a b'chor tam, it's complete, whole, perfect. And then there's b'chor bal mum, a b'chor that has a defect, which does not allow it to be brought as a sacrifice. Kedushas b'chor bal mum ze b'chinas yiratato. The holiness that a b'chor that has a mum possesses, that holiness corresponds to the lower level yira. If you recall, we discussed in the beginning of this halacha two types of yira: a fear of punishment, like, which is referred to as a yira tato, and then there's a fear that's based on awe, on tremendous respect, on a recognition of greatness, and it imposes a feeling of awesome, you know, how awesome that is. Bechinas odom yira leinayim, as the pasuk says, a human being sees with their eyes. Ukdushas hatam, whereas the holiness of the bechor that has no defect, no blemish, ze bechinas vahashem yira lalevov. That corresponds to what the pasuk says, Hashem sees into the heart. Hashem sees past the exterior. Ki yira zois ikar hashlemus. Because that yira, that upper yira, is the real perfection. Bechinas tom b'limum. It's called complete, without any defect. So, in other words, because we had mentioned earlier that the word b'chor, Rav Nosson Zal had showed earlier that the word b'chor represents yira. The firstborn represents yira. Reishis chachma yira sashem. Remember, yira is called the first, the beginning. So Rav Nosson Zal says there's two types of yira, just like there's two types of b'chor. There's the defective b'chor, which still possesses holiness. It still has a certain measure of holiness. That's the lower level yira. And then there's the perfect b'chor, which represents the upper yira. And even though the pasuk that he quotes, in the pasuk that he quotes the word yira, it refers to seeing, not fear. But we know that those words are the same word in the Hebrew language means seeing and means fear. And we know that the Gemara says, that where does fear apply? To the heart. When we talk about yiras Hashem, the main yiras Hashem is in the heart. In other words, when we see a person externally doing mitzvahs, learning Torah, this, that, that doesn't yet mean that the person has real fear of Hashem. Because the Gemara says, Dovor hamosur lelev, nemar boi v'yoresim alikecha. It's by those aspects of religion which people cannot see. They don't see what you're doing. It's in your heart. It's hidden. That's where the real yira comes in, such as tefillah, things like that. And this is why the Torah tells us that you're not allowed to do any work, any labor, with the firstborn of your ox, and you're not allowed to share the wool off the firstborn sheep. Avoido bechinas ksilus. Work is associated with foolishness. As the pasuk says, shatu ha'om. When the pasuk says that during the 6 days of the week, the people went out to search for the mon, it uses the word shatu, miloshen shtus. That's a lower level das, the das of the 6 days of the week. Bechinas yirois nefulois shebesheshes me'achol. That refers to the yirois nefulois that are prevalent during the 6 days of the week, when people think that if they don't go to work, I ain't going to have any money. How am I going to pay my bills? I have to go to work and I have to get there early and I have to stay late and I have to do this and that and run around like a chicken without a head because of the yirois nefulois, because of the foolishness. Ki Shabbos bechinas yore boishes. Because as we mentioned earlier, Shabbos represents the higher level yira, the yira that's associated with a feeling of embarrassment before Hashem. She'oz oilen hayirois. On Shabbos is when all the yirois nefulois are elevated to yira of kedusha, v'oz naicha, And then there's complete rest. Then there's no work. Why? Because there's Hashem. As if Hashem is so big, I don't have to do anything. Hashem, just like on Shabbos, we don't go to work. What do you mean? You don't go to work, how are you going to eat? How am I going to eat? Today, Hashem's treating. Today, it's his bill. Shabbos, it's on Hashem's bill. And that's, in fact, what the Gemara says. That even though Hashem announces on Rosh Hashanah what a person's budget is going to be for the upcoming year, that excludes the expenses of Shabbos, Yom Tov, that's a separate account. V'chein, so that's the work. That's why he said, do not work with the Bechor. And then also said, don't share off the hair of the Bechor. V'chein Sairos, and so too the hair or the wool of the sheep. Toikev Hadinim represents super din. Shetzrichim legozazon velasis mim albushim v'tzitzis. And that's why we share off the wool and we make clothing out of it. We make tzitzis out of it. That's hamtoka sadinim in a sense. Aval bibchoyer, whereas when it comes to the firstborn, hakoil kodosh, it's all holiness. Ki kvar olo lebechinas yira de kedusha, because the bchoyer represents the year of kedusha. V'alkein osur begizav avodah, and therefore by the bechoyer, there's no work. The bechoyer is like bechinas Shabbos. And by the Bechor, we don't shear off the wool, because the Bechor represents that Yira. It doesn't require those tikkunim. Baruch Hashem. With this, we conclude a major, major halacha that we had. That was like 20, 30 pages. You know, that was awesome. Hashem helps. When you learn these things the first time, it seems so confusing and so, it's like an ocean. You can't. But with Hashem's help, a person will learn this again and again, and will learn more Likutei Halachos, will become more familiar with the concepts, so that when you hear these words, it doesn't throw you off, and you see the connections, and it gives you such a deep, deep feeling of respect and love for Hashem, for the holidays, Jewish holidays. Even if on Purim you don't remember the whole chapter of Likutei Halachos, but I do remember that I once learned what Rav Nosson Zal says about Purim. And I remember it was, wow, that I do remember. So even if on Purim itself I don't remember all the details, I know that this is big, very big. And I feel it. I believe in it, and then I get to feel it. If you really believe in it, you get to feel it. Should be Zoche Mitzvah Shem. We have 364 days, approximately, to get ready for Purim, Mitzvah Shem. For the next Purim, now that we finish this halacha, to make the right preparations. Okay, Rav Nosson Zal just adds in parentheses that the fifth discussion on Bechor Behemah Tohira is found in Hilchas Pidyon Bechor, Halacha Hei, paragraph Chav Dalet, and Hilchas Petach Hamoir is also attached to Hilchas Pesach, Halacha Tes, in Or HaChaim towards the end. With Hashem's help, we'll start Hilchas Pidyon Petach Bechor. That'll be the next topic.